This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Top aides to former U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday said they urged him not to declare quick victory in the 2020 presidential race. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more on the second day of hearings held by the special House committee investigating the 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol by Trump's supporters.
In taped testimony to the House panel investigating the Capitol riot, former Trump campaign chief Bill Stepien says he recommended the president hold off on election night with votes still being counted.
Too early to tell, too early to call the race.
Trump didn't like it.
He thought I was wrong.
Stepien was to testify live but abruptly backed out because his wife went into labor. His taped testimony was played with that of other aides, including then-Attorney General Bill Barr, who says he tried to convince Trump the voter fraud claims he was spreading were bogus, crazy.
He's become detached from reality if he really believes this stuff.
The panel says Trump betrayed the nation's trust by trying to stay in power and then inciting the deadly riot. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Swedish arms watchdog says the world's stockpiles of nuclear weapons are expected to increase in coming years after declining since the end of the Cold War. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, or SIPRI, says the decrease in recent decades seems about to be reversed as all nine nuclear-armed countries are increasing or upgrading their arsenals. Wilfred Wan, the director of SIPRI's Weapons of Mass Destruction program, says it is a very worrying trend. SIPRI's new report says the US and Russia hold 90%